Shed?
So moved.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor, aye, aye. Public comment? None?
No public comment.
Minutes of March 13th. Any additions, deletions, corrections? Motion to approve?
I was not present, so I don't know that I can approve.
You can move.
I can move.
And I'll second them. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. CEO?
Okay, I have two things, and none of them are action items, but one of them actually is an ask. So the first one, I want to go back through this. It's the staff's intent, and both of you have been involved in this, and you have as a finance committee member.
What page are we on?
Well, you're not.
Oh.
You're in CEO report.
I'm in CEO report. You have page. You don't have it in here. I'm using my thing.
Does it matter if we do this under district or foundation, the CV Hicks Foundation? It can probably be.
Whatever you would like to do.
Probably better if we do it under foundation.
Okay, and I'm not going to cover this. This is about the CV Hip marketing plan. And I will be coming to, that was the first announcement, is I will be coming to you to discuss what we're intending to bring to the board, but we promised to come back to you and give you an update first. And that's why it's not an action. You'll get an opportunity at the board level.
So that will be under the CEO report in the foundation.
Correct, where usually I say pass.
I didn't know there was a difference, but I've got you.
Okay, I'm listening to the CFO who said it was better.
It actually works out very well.
I just need to know if I need to power my computer, or is everything here that I need?
Everything's there, you need. And would everybody notice that I actually listened to him?
So that's rare.
Okay.
I'm documenting it.
Put that in the minutes.
The other is just an announcement, and then a date, most specifically for Mark, for you to check. We just got back a little while ago from the Board of Supervisors meeting. We've already sent everything out, so people are aware that the resolution regarding expansion was passed 5-0 and moves on to LAFCO and has been agendized at LAFCO for April 26th. The reason that I'm mentioning it here is twofold. One, because it took the full board provided direction to me and to council to go and negotiate an amendment out of the current contract, specifically the non-compete clause in the contract as it would apply to the newly expanded territory in the expansion. We did that at our board's direction, but we need to have a special meeting to have it approved, as it has to be at LAFCO on the 26th. We know the regular board meeting is on the 24th, but in talking with Les and Carol, they wanted me to ask you, Mark, and we'll work with your assistant, if you are available for 15 minutes at 3 o'clock on the 19th next week, as opposed to waiting on the 24th, what would be a 15 minute.
What time?
3 o'clock.
I jump on a plane in Las Vegas at 2:50 and go to Atlanta on the 19th.
So you're not here.
So I'm not here. I'm in Las Vegas.
Can you need three or four people?
Well, we need three, and because of that, it's out. And Kay is in.
I just happen to be. I'm at a Kay conference.
Kay is up north.
And then I'm flying to a meeting. I got to be in.
But Kay, let me call in.
I leave on the 18th at 2:35.
Not if she's got to be physically in the district.
Depart Vegas at 2:50. I'm in. Out east, and I end up in Nashville, and I fly back from Nashville the night of the 23rd, okay, and I can make the meeting on the 24th.
So it sounds like we're agendizing it for the 24th. Because
if you wanted to do something sooner,
you can.
See, the problem.
I'd be in the district.
Yeah, the problem we have is that the problem we have is Les is in Peru.
Yeah.
And Kay is in Northern California, not expected back until we understand the 26th. Is that what you said?
Something like that. I have it on my 6th.
She's not going to be the board meeting.
She may not be. I don't think
she is. How fast can you call?
See, yeah, if we had known like today that we could have gotten Carol, we would have done yesterday.
Three people or four?
You need three.
Three to hold the meeting.
You need three.
So if Kay's not here on the board meeting, you can still do it with three.
Correct. Now, we'll have Les back on that meeting.
The 25th.
On the 26th.
She'll be back the 26th.
Okay. So we have Les and Carol and you.
I'll be at the meeting.
On the 24th?
On the 24th.
Okay.
And Kay can call in.
I arranged all my schedule to be back to the meeting.
No. The last time Jeff said three board members, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Jeff, she can call in because there's three board members in the district, correct?
Yes.
And then I will accuse myself, can you put it first on the agenda so that I don't have to?
Sure.
So what day are you doing it?
So it'll be the regular board meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, but the board directed us to negotiate the provision out. It took that full week and a half, almost 2 weeks, and it's out. So it just needs, we tried several ways to sort of see, given that the board provided direction, if council would let me sign it on behalf of the board. Nope, it has to go through that. But that was what Les was trying.
No, it has to be noted.
Okay, so we'll do it then.
Yeah. I built it because I knew it was open. And this is invisible work.
Okay, I mean, fortunately, it wasn't have it by X date. It only was have it on the 26th with that. And if I could send it that evening to LAFCO, we're fine. Because it'll just require Les's signature and a majority vote.
Yeah. Good.
And it sounds like we'll have four people voting.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, all right. And then I'll do the other update, so.
Okay.
I pass.
Okay, Las Palmas Medical Plaza, anything we need to know?
As far as the Medical Plaza, we still have the three spaces that are vacant. They're moving forward with, still with the tenant improvements with the Palm Tree Clinical. That's coming along pretty well. Hopefully, they'll be in by May 1st. With regard to the CFO report, we'll be starting budget process, which we'll plan to present draft budget at the May board or May FNA committee meeting. Also, based on the approval of a couple of service agreements at the April 3rd board meeting, we've started the service with VNG Health regarding the hospital appraisal, as well as some seismic engineering work with Simpson and Gumpertz and Hager. In addition to that information we provided based on direction given at the March 13th FNA committee meeting regarding question or inquiry from Mr. Ezra Kaufman regarding some questions regarding the statement of cash flows, which we indicated that we'd bring back to this meeting to provide further detail information, which is included in the packet. On page 9 through 13. And page 9 provides explanation for the questions which were sent to Mr. Kaufman on January 16th for the email on page 9.
Good.
The one particular question that he asked more directly about was under 2013, other operating revenues of $3.1 million was initially inquiring about the $1.1 million for the Avery Trust, which we explained, but he wanted to understand what the additional difference was. The additional difference is there was $845,000 that was received from the Medicare recovery from the prior operation of the hospital that the district was still collecting. $1.1 million of that was also for the Las Palmas Medical Plaza revenue, and about another $70,000 from the solar rebate. If there's any additional questions regarding that information. I mean, we can go through each one of them.
I'm good. That's where I just walked in a minute ago.
No, I'm happy.
Have you caught your breath? Are you good? That was my question.
Thank you.
He's good and we're happy.
Great.
Thank you. Well done on both everybody's part. Anything else under, you want to now roll through the financials or are we kind of done early? I'm not sure exactly what
financials.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So that was under there just prior to that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go Go ahead.
Just highlighted as far as, if you were to look at page 16, what we do here is just show, you know, line items or budget areas that are in excess or variance of $25,000. The main one that I want to point out there is the professional fees expense, line 6500, where we're currently over budget $468,000, but that's due to the consulting fees that we've engaged in with Kaufman Hall primarily. The legal expenses are also currently higher by about $34,000. So we will more than likely exceed our budget for the year, which I think we've anticipated. Just wanted to be a reminder of that because of the additional consulting fees, and we'll have additional now, you know, with the new contract.
So that's everything. That's expansion, facilities, services, programs. Facility service program slash the...
Yes, yes, like the polling and all that other stuff for expansion is in outreach and marketing and is within budget. So I just wanted to sort of divide that. The operational stuff is different. The expansion related, direct mail, media, all that, polling paid for in that line item.
Is this a recurring issue or is it just a project issue with the one-time variance?
It's more of a project issue this year with all of the issues we've had.
So you're going to adjust next year's budget?
No, and we'll be incorporating probably some additional consulting fees into next year, but I think we'll do that based on what we know today.
Yeah, this really tracked the board, the outcome of the board's strategic planning process, new providers, facilities, programs and services, One Coachella Valley expansion, and some of the new work around philanthropy, but mostly that first strategic priority, the discussions about the roadmap, seismic, et cetera, all come from that. And that was finished at about the same time as the budget was finalized.
I'm working my way through the P&Ls and you draw anything our attention you need to know, or
that was really the highlight that I just want to make sure that the committee is aware of. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're running fairly well in line with. We're actually under budget on our direct expenses, which includes, you know, like some overhead. I mean, as far as labor. Labor costs are still below budget based on late hiring process and that sort of thing.
None of the grant payment schedule, any kind of things. What's the difference between the ones with the numbers and the numbers? Because I printed this in my office, so I don't have numbers.
Is that... On the page numbers for the agenda? That's it. That's the only difference.
Yeah. So if I grab one out there, I got numbers.
Yeah. You want me?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I just kind of want it for my own benefit. Yeah. It's fine.
By the way, I've been through it. I'm good. Get it out to the public.
Yeah, and you're shuffling last minute stuff. You don't know what page you're on until probably 24 hours before.
We don't need the balance sheets. We want you all.
Yeah, I won't. No. I normally grab one and I printed one at the office. But anyways.
But you can have mine and we'll swap. How about that?
Okay.
I would like to point out on page 35 with the retirement protection plan, we kind of run in ebbs and flows as far as, you know, when employees are leaving the hospital that are under the retirement protection plan. There has been, over the course of the last 2 or 3 months, has been some people leaving the hospital that, you know, are in retirement mode at this point.
Like 21 so, years later.
Yeah, so I mean, people back from the 1970s that have been employed there. Yeah. So I think we might start seeing a little bit more of a trend of that, I believe, so.
So and currently, the unfunded liability is about 2.9 million.
Correct. And then we'll have an update with that, with the annual audit process.
Good. Which is minuscule compared to every other government agency in California.
Absolutely.
Hard wrenching. All right, good.
Six. Homemade by Mayor Evans, if anyone wants a brownie.
Any questions on the grant payment schedule? Otherwise, we'll go on to Highmark, if you're okay. Anything on any of the financial reports? The Highmark matter.
What page?
It starts 37 at 69. It's an agreement with Highmark Capital Management.
Okay. So the district has been with the entity that is currently Highmark Capital Management for several years, actually the inception of what we call the Facilities Replacement Fund, also the Reserve Fund that we're calling it at present, in addition to the Hospital Retirement Plan. They maintain those two separate funds.
Excuse me, Chris, did we approve the financials before we went into Highmark?
No, we didn't.
No, we did not.
I guess we probably should.
Really good, thank you.
I will move that.
Motion to approve, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Thank you for keeping us, steered us off track with my RPG questions.
Okay, so originally, when the district engaged the service or the expertise of the brokerage firm, the company was called PAC Alliance Capital Management. And, you know, over the course of time with banks and such, they want to have, you know, proper paperwork in place to meet their compliance needs. And apparently, there was not a change done, signed by the district when the company name was changed to Highmark. So these documents are internal documents of Highmark Capital to meet their internal compliance, that they're essentially just service agreements that the district would assign, would sign up approved and then recommend approval and forwarding to the board for approval.
Good. So they're not substantially different, it just corrects the name of the one?
Correct.
And their auditor caught it, but ours didn't.
What's that?
Our auditor never caught it in the agreements. I suppose on an audit of our district, you can't go down an agreement.
They wouldn't audit the actual service agreement.
But their auditor should.
Their auditors, yeah, you would think, for internal compliance purposes, yes.
Is a motion to approve?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Can we put off a closed session and get the other one done?
Sure.
And come back to this?
Sure.
So we don't have to inconvenience. And the closed session item is a legal matter.
This is sent to them.
So call the foundation meeting order, is a motion to approve the agenda?
Double.
Second.
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Okay, public comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question, and that is on split interest agreements, most notably charitable or remainder trusts. I find in some of the Desert Healthcare Foundation notes to financial statements in the annual audits, reference to these, and they're usually referenced trust one, trust four, trust seven. Do these trusts have names?
They do, yes.
Is there any definitive list as to, like, the names of the trust, the assets of the trust, the guidance of the trust, the purpose of the trust, any restrictions on the trust, and any net present values?
Well, if you look at the financial statements for the foundation, it does list the trusts on there.
So how many trusts are there total?
There's three.
I see. Trust one is with, so in other words, what are the names? Trust one, trust four?
What page are you referencing, Chris?
I'm looking at page six.
Six, okay.
On the foundation.
On the foundation.
Foundation.
So if you look at line 500, actually, there's two current remaining. when one of the former ones passed away about a year or so ago, and we did get the funds for that the last few months. The two that are remaining are Pressler and Gertz. And so those are...
Does that mean that
they're still living?
There's a Pressler and a Gertz living?
They're still living, yes.
But they have a remainder trust?
Correct.
That help?
Well, in other words, could you put like names to the numbers?
They're on number 515, it says Pressler on there.
No, no, not so much that. In the annual reports, they are noted as Trust 1, Trust 4, and Trust 7.
Okay, we can request that. That's not a problem.
We need to make sure that the people that
have granted
exactly. Okay, because usually they're
done. Yeah, but our financial statements are public, so I...
Right, but to have further details, you have to get their blessing.
Yeah, no, I mean, we can name them, but there's not going to be more detail for sure.
Pressler used to be a neighbor of mine.
Used to be what?
A neighbor.
Oh.
I didn't know she's still alive. She wants to see her name on the board.
She wants to have her money, Mark.
So the additional terms that you're talking about, Mr. Kaufman, will not be public because they are under foundation and under the privacy of the contributor.
Well, we probably don't have the actual trust document, do we?
I don't need the actual trust. No. In other words, there's probably a conveyance document why we're getting the money. I just like to, do we have any kind of like file where we keep all this stuff?
Yes, it is, yes. But I don't think that's public information.
Why not?
Because it's the people that own the trust that is private confidential information. I mean, it's...
I don't need to know who owns the trust.
You don't think... I don't think...
Just the conveyance documents. Why are we entitled to money? How much money? That kind of stuff. In other words, if we wanted to plan ahead using that money, which apparently we may have done, I'd like to know why we feel confident in the calculations we made.
Well, I think I think you should go to council.
We can see what
go through Mr. Kaufman's questions and
let
council guide it.
Were any of these trust donations made specifically anonymously?
I do not know if they're specifically made anonymously.
Okay, run through whatever circles you want to with council and let's come up with an answer.
Yeah, because the very interestingly, the only nonprofit corporation in the state of California that's subject to the Brown Act is the Desert Healthcare Foundation.
Right.
But the Supreme Court of California.
I don't understand the circles. I'm not a lawyer. Are you a lawyer?
No.
Okay, so I think a reasonable thing for the committee to do is to ask their counsel, who is one. So it's not a positive or a negative. It's you ask the questions. We're doing what we need to do to get you the answers.
Great.
Good. Okay. So you should feel good about it.
All right. Why did the St. Paul Foundation send you $5,000? Did someone have some money? Or did we send
them? I'm sorry.
I've moved on to the check register and the deposit detail.
Okay.
Page 9.
And what did you ask him
for? I'm just curious why you got a check from the St. Paul Foundation. I used to be on their board long time
ago. We receive about $5,000 every year from the St. Paul Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Contribution.
Is that why we were trying to figure that out?
It has nothing to do with me. Okay. It wasn't my money, but it's, yeah.
You wondered when did that happen?
First time I've seen these. I never noticed or recalled the St. Paul Foundation, but it is my hometown. So. Mm-hmm. All right, check register questions? Anything? No. Credit cards?
We should ask lawyers.
That's pretty straightforward.
Yep. Go ahead.
I'm fine with if you don't have any questions, you can approve, and then he does CEO report.
Okay. Oh, I jumped over it. Yes, I did. All right, so grants are fine. I don't move, entertain a motion to approve the financial statements.
The grants, are we approving the grants or we're just?
It's just a schedule of.
With the grants.
Just an information schedule, okay.
All right, I don't see anywhere I have any conflicts, so I.
Oh, gotcha, fair.
I just.
Yep.
Brave over Linda, that would be.
Yep, good. So a motion to approve the financial statements?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I am sorry I jumped over the CEO report. It was the none. Actually, I really wanted to get out.
Thank you.
It's been down, that's money in to us, right?
Yes, yes, and we have that check. They're really good. Like, when they say they're giving you money, literally, it was like five times saying, when are you signing the contract? Okay, so there's nothing that you're looking at. This is just a report, and bear with me, but it has a little bit of detail, but I think it's an important report on work that Lisa and the program team have been doing, and you've been seeing some of this. So the issue is the CV HIP marketing plan. And as you first sort of approved a contract for O'Bailey Communications, up to $72,000 to be able to basically begin the marketing of CV HIP. And so that went here, and it went to the board and got enacted. And you have since seen two presentations now by O'Bailey, and the bottom line is a sort of kickoff in May and a three-month Palm Springs only program pilot, look at the results, and then move to the rest of the valley. So if you'll remember, this is the pooled fund, this is the mayor's race fund. There's about $240,000 in that fund. So $40,000 of that fund was taken for the annual sort of maintenance with Blue Binder. Up to $72,000 was taken for the program itself that you've now seen, logo and all the creation of doing it. We came to you and said, at the time we asked you to approve the up to $72,000, we said, this doesn't include the advertising. And you had a presentation at the board last time that showed you basically what the advertising campaign was going to look like. And we promised we would come back to you. The figure we gave, which I was very happy Mark didn't fall on the floor, was about $100,000 of that 240 would be on many different types of media, newspapers, social media, website, radio, TV. Just again, the Palm Springs piece first. So we are looking at newspaper, print, digital, radio, TV, English and Spanish. The radio we talked about with the World Cup would be about $40,000. And save the 60 for the remainder of when we do a valley-wide piece. So you said, come back, let us know how you're gonna spend it, and then put it before the board. So this is just a FYI, we're getting to that point. On the 24th, we'll put the official sort of 40,000, given you said, okay, 100 seems normal. But we wanted to make sure if there were any questions or comments by finance that we address them first. But you said 100 sounds reasonable, and we said we will come up, we're not going to spend this money. We didn't put it on as an action because we knew the board's been doing it, but wanting just to make sure that you knew that we were using less than half of that 100. And that's, by the time we're finished this, that's the end of the mayor's race money. And this is actually all budgeted.
When's the second component going to kick in?
Largely probably September. It's what we want is May, June, July, and then we'd use August as the let's look at all of the data, maybe tweak it all that we can, and then September is when it would come. But there's a lot of things actually in this period of time, which is nice, World Cup soccer. So, you know, even though we're doing it here in the West, Desert Hot Springs, Cathedral City has a lot of Latino population. Obviously, some of the outlets, a lot of other people are going to see it.
Cool. Thank you.
That's good. Okay, thank you.
Questions?
All right. Thanks to Lisa and the team's work. Now we're going into an executive session.
Yeah, we're going back and reconvening the original meeting, and this is, what's his name, Moses Rent.
Yeah, and we're gonna dial in Jeff.
Why are you late for this?
That's why I put